The program for Wednesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day on this Wednesday morning. As we're thinking about the great subject of God, let's say today that God can be trusted. His character is the law of the universe. The Apostle Paul in Titus 1:2 speaks of the hope of eternal life which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Then listen to Hebrews 6, verse 18 and 19, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Yes, Christians have hope on the basis of the fact that God does not lie. God says what he means, and he means what he says. Truth is not determined by popular vote, nor by what we think about it or anyone else thinks about it, but by what God says about it. It's not determined by how many are following it or whether anyone is following it. Truth is still the truth because it's God's character and it's the law of the universe. What is right always will be right. Right is right if nobody is right, and wrong is wrong if everybody is wrong. Oh, how we need men today who will trust God and take him at his word regardless, even if it means standing alone, and many times we will be standing alone. Oh, we need to be like the prophets of old who stood up for God amidst the tidal wave of corrupt humanity. Many times we will be standing alone. I know one prophet in the Old Testament, Elisha, thought that he was alone as he cried out to God, and God said he had reserved 7,000 men who had not bowed the knee to Baal. You can read about that in Romans 11, verses 3 and 5, and in 1 Kings chapter 19. And no doubt there are more people today who love God and want to do right, perhaps, than we realize. But regardless, even if no one takes a stand and we want to do what's right, we must take our stand for God. Oh, God means what he says, and he says what he means. We can believe it, we can trust it, and we can go to the day of judgment trusting it. He said it in his word. We needn't worry. If we believe his word and obey it, we know that we are right with God. Men may not believe in God nor trust his word, but his word is still the truth. Listen to these words in 2 Timothy 2:13. He says, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. God can't lie. Men may not believe what he says, but it's still the truth. God cannot deny himself. His character is the law of the universe. And even as Paul said in Romans 3:4, let God be true, but every man a liar. We can take God at his word. May we never become discouraged or give up or say that we need something different from the Bible. Let's never think that we need to give in a little here or a little there. Never think in terms of modifying God's message to fit man, unregenerate man. When we come to the day of judgment, what's in the Bible will still be the Bible. God doesn't lie. In John 12:48, the Lord Jesus said, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one to judge him, because the word I have spoken will judge him in the last day. Yes, God doesn't lie, and we better take him at his word. Let's never give up, but press on. The Hebrew Christians were ready to leave their religion and forsake Christianity. So this letter is written to encourage them. We find these words in Hebrews 6, verses 10 through 12. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have showed toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith inherit the promises. And of course, in the 10th chapter, verse 35 and 36, he urges them not to cast away their faith, which had great recompense of reward. Yes, God can be trusted. May we trust him. And thank you for listening today.